This video is made possible by Dashlane. Speed up everything you do online for free for 30 days at dashlane.com/RLL. The 1970s was a crazy time. Disco was in full swing, Space Invaders was invented, these pants were really popular, and two different women were the sole survivors on two different plane crashes where they fell out of the sky. One was named Vesna Vulovic, who survived falling over 10,000 meters out of a plane after a bomb had gone off. I already made an entire video about her, which you can watch later. So this video is about the other survivor, a woman named Juliana Kopka, and this is her story. On Christmas Eve 1971, a group of 86 passengers were waiting around frustrated inside of the airport in Lima, Peru. They were waiting to get on board Lanza Flight 508 that was departing toward Pucallpa, Peru, and it was running 7 hours late behind schedule. Everybody waiting around was eager to make it back home before Christmas the following day, including the 6 crew members who would be servicing the flight. In total, that made for 92 people that were going to be on board who all just wanted to make it back by Christmas Day. A fact that was not lost on the management at Lanza. So despite knowing that there was going to be some pretty rough thunderstorms along the flight path towards Pucallpa that would threaten the safety of the flight, the management at Lanza pushed the flight ahead anyway to meet the tight holiday deadline, which would ultimately prove to become one of the most disastrous decisions that a company has ever made. And sure enough, just a few minutes after takeoff with all 92 people on board, the plane entered into a violent thunderstorm 6,400 meters above sea level and began to struggle. Juliana Kopka was only a 17-year-old girl who was sitting in a middle seat on the flight alongside her mother. She had just graduated from high school the day before, and they, like everyone else on board, were just trying to make it back to see the rest of their family before Christmas. When the airplane entered into the storm cloud, the turbulence began to get violent. Luggage was thrown about, and people could look out of the windows and see lightning swirling all around them. Everybody was, without a doubt, terrified. Until, eventually, the lightning struck the plane's left engine and caused a rapid structural failure. The plane descended into a full-on nosedive towards the earth. The roar of the engines kept getting louder and louder like a crescendo until suddenly, for Juliana Kopka, there was silence. The plane had completely disintegrated into pieces, and she found herself alone, still strapped into her seat, falling down outside of the plane towards the jungle below. She lost consciousness during the fall, and the next thing she knew, she woke up the following morning, still strapped into her seat on the jungle floor. Miraculously, she had somehow survived her fall, and nobody is really entirely sure how. However it happened though, she was still faced with another big survival problem. After she undid her seatbelt and got out of her seat, she was stranded all alone by herself deep inside of the Amazon rainforest without any supplies and only dressed in a mini dress with one single sandal. She had suffered a broken collarbone with deep cuts into her right arm and both of her legs during the fall. And to make matters worse, she was also severely nearsighted and had lost her glasses to the wind. It was very likely that despite her just miraculously surviving an entire fall from an airplane, she might die alone without ever being discovered in the jungle. So she got to work to make sure that that didn't happen. Her first priority was attempting to locate her mother and other survivors, but the jungle offered up nothing but silence. She discovered a bag of sweets nearby to her crash site that she began to use for food and began to walk by feeling ahead of her with a foot that still had a sandal on it. Frustratingly, she began to hear what had to be rescue planes flying above her, but she was never able to make contact with any of them through the dense canopy of the jungle. And after walking some distance, she eventually discovered a creek that she decided to wade down towards what she hoped would eventually be civilization somewhere. But the Amazon is vast. To put it into perspective, the rainforest is about the same size as all of India, with Greenland added in two just for good measure. It's enormous, but at the time when Kopka was lost inside of it all, there were less than 200,000 people actually living there, which is less than one person every 27 square kilometers. As she was wading down the stream for days after days all alone, the temperature would fluctuate from being extremely hot during the day to cold at night, and raining pretty much all of the time in between. She didn't have any gear to protect herself from the harsh elements of the jungle, but she kept on just going anyway. By day 10 after the crash, she had run out of food and was hungry. She was still wading down that creek and she could no longer stand up properly, so she was just kind of drifting down the bank until finally, she discovered something else miraculous. A boat. It was her first sign of actual civilization in the past 10 days, and she discovered a path nearby that led to a crude little hut close by in the jungle, where she found a motor and a liter of gasoline. Thinking quickly, she poured the gasoline into the deep wound on her right arm, which had become infested with maggots by this point. It hurt a lot. But she managed to clean out the maggots anyway, and then decided to spend the night sleeping in that hut for once instead of on the floor of the jungle. And then, after being lost in the jungle for 11 days, after surviving a horrific plane crash before that, she finally heard the voices of other humans the following morning. She left the hut to meet a group of loggers, and with that, she had finally been rescued from her ordeal. The loggers fed her and treated her wounds, took her back to their small village, and got a local pilot to fly her back out to civilization the next day, where she was finally reunited with her grieving father. Out of all 92 people who were on board Lanza Flight 508 during the crash, Juliana Kopka was the sole survivor. After recovering from her wounds, she volunteered to go back into the jungle with rescue teams to try and locate anybody else who might have survived. But unfortunately, no one else ever came out of that jungle alive. Lanza itself, a company which already had a terrible reputation even before the disaster of Flight 508, went out of business just 11 days after the crash took place. Ironically, on the exact same day that Juliana Kopka was rescued, the Peruvian government cited that intentional flight into hazardous conditions was the primary cause for the crash. So, if someone is trying to get you to go into a hazardous condition in the future because of your deadlines, you should probably just end up saying no. On the other hand, however, if someone offers to speed up and simplify everything you do on the internet for free, you should probably start by saying yes. And that's where Dashlane can help. What Dashlane is simple. It's a shortcut. Pretty much any time you ever enter your info anywhere online, Dashlane cuts that out. So no more entering in your passwords, your phone number, your address, or email, or anything. They're all auto-filled in for maximum convenience. And at the same time, Dashlane actually makes your accounts significantly more secure, since you can use big, long, complicated passwords that are different for every website that you can never possibly remember on your own. And unlike other similar options, Dashlane syncs your data securely across devices, browsers, and apps so that no matter what you use or where you're at, your online experience will always be optimized. Best of all, you can try out Dashlane Premium entirely for free for 30 days by signing up at dashlane.com/RLL or by clicking the link in the description. And then, by using the code RLL, you'll get 10% off at the end of that. And as always, thank you for watching.